Good day, friends. It's the 22nd of April. And again, we look to have a day full of a variety of weather. Could be warm, but it looks like cloudy and rain, perhaps. Wherever you are, I pray that you will be aware of God's presence and resting in Him. It's good to stop and to let the words of the scriptures wash over us, to gain our understanding, firstly, that we may have a revelation of what is relevant and important for us each day as God's word speaks to us. But let's start with a moment of silence and stillness. We pick up from Exodus 17. The Israelites have received manna and quail for their journey. They've gone and had a water hole to drink. And now they've traveled on some more days. The whole Israelite community set out from the desert of Sin, traveling from place to place as the Lord commanded. They camped at Rephidim, but there was no water for the people to drink. So they quarreled with Moses and said, "Give us water to drink." Moses replied, "Why do you quarrel with me? Why do you put the Lord to the test?" But the people were thirsty for water there, and they grumbled against Moses and said, "Why did you bring us up out of Egypt to make us and our children and our livestock die of thirst?" Then Moses cried out to the Lord, "What am I to do with these people? They are almost ready to stone me." The Lord answered Moses, "Go out in front of the people. Take with you some of the elders of Israel. Take in your hand the staff with which you struck the rock of the Nile, and go. I will stand there before you by the rock at Horeb. Strike the rock, and the water will come out of it for the people to drink." Moses did this in the sight of the elders of Israel, and he called place Massah and Meribah, because the Israelites quarreled and because they tested the Lord, saying, "Is the Lord among us or not?" My goodness. It's easy to think that they've forgotten God's provision only some days and weeks before. And it's interesting they turn on Moses. And Moses was simply endeavoring to do what he's been told to do. Hence why he says, "Why do you test the Lord?" And the term L-O-R-D there in capitals is Yahweh, is used repeatedly throughout the text. Why do you test Yahweh, the one who's spoken to us already, the one who's revealed himself to us, is Moses' reply. Well, I guess we have some sympathy. We may shake our heads as we read the story, because it seems to come up so repeatedly that they complain. But I think if we're in that context, our children and our fear of sustaining, we may have said the same things. So the whole journey is this idea of dependency, of relationship, of coming to God, of following Him, asking and requesting the things we need, rather than building up a sense of complaint, and allowing Him to provide when the time is right. May that be an encouragement to us in what we're facing, whether there's financial hardship or physical constraints. keep asking the Lord, trusting him, and allow him to provide at the appropriate time. Now, there's another story of Moses hitting the rock later on. Some people think it could be the same story, or it could be a different encounter where he's got more frustrated and strikes the rock three times. Either way, it is God's provision here. It's interesting that out of a rock, out of something that would seem as though nothing can come, water flowed. And we know that God is aware of all of the underground channels of water. He's aware of all of the constraints and things of creation and events of the world. So he is able to provide in a situation that we first cannot see. So let's learn from this, friends. Continue to request and to humbly trust the Lord, whatever we're facing. Proverbs 11, verse 1, 2, 3, and there's one of the most profound proverbs in verse 2 here. But starting on verse 1, chapter 11, the Lord detests dishonest scales, but accurate weights find favor with him. When pride comes, then comes disgrace, but with humility comes wisdom. The integrity of the upright guide them, but the faithful unfaithful are destroyed by their duplicity. Oh, there's a word for the Israelites. Unfaithful are destroyed by their duplicity. Being of split mind and split ideas, going back and forwards. To be faithful is to have a resolute trust, to not to be disregarding God's clear direction for us. That is simply to trust. Verse 2, when pride comes, then comes disgrace. I think of another phrase, when pride, pride comes before the fall. Help us, Lord, not to be people who are so bound by our own concerns and our own pride that we don't miss his great provision for us in many ways. God bless, friends. May you grow in faith and trust, whatever you're experiencing. Talk to you soon.